Iranian warships are headed toward U.S. waters. Are they headed to war? I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. Now, this piece is in response to a question I received on Facebook from Michelle, who asked this, quote, "Myself and some friends would like to know if the rumor of 57 Iranian warships off the East Coast is true or not. Also, if Obama gave the go-ahead for them to attack when the dollar fails," end quote. Well, it is true that Iranian ships are headed this way. Not 57. But according to Admiral Afshin Haddad, the vessels have already entered the Atlantic Ocean via waters near South Africa. Haddad says that the fleet is approaching U.S. maritime borders for the very first time. It's only about 14 miles from the East Coast. So why would Iran do this? I'll explain right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So what is true about these Iranian warships headed to the East Coast? Well, first of all, it doesn't appear to be 57, but actually two vessels. One is a smaller frigate, which will carry about 30 naval cadets. The other is a supply ship. But they will remain on this mission for about 3 months. Now, what is interesting about this story are the internet stories of how the Iranians are coming to war, how they're coming to the East Coast, how 57 ships are headed this way. How could we allow them so close to U.S. waters? And yet, when you consider the reason for Iran sending their ships this way, Iran is protesting the U.S. Navy deploying ships into the Persian Gulf, which we've been doing for some time. The U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet is based in Bahrain, just across the Persian Gulf from Iran. And the U.S. conducts regular exercises in the Persian Gulf, just in case. Exercises that we in the U.S. would be enraged by if the Iranians were doing them in waters so close to us. Now keep in mind, one of these ships the Iranians are sending over was almost destroyed by a U.S. fighter jet in 1988. Some media reports have referred to these ships as being nothing more than rust buckets, hardly a threat to the United States. As for the claim that the Obama administration wants to attack these ships if the dollar fails, well, that is based much more in fantasy than anything else.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Welcome to another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. So glad you could join us. Well, I might have some mystery guests pop on. I know that sounds crazy, right? Mystery guests. Who might it be? I'm trying to get Deanna Spingola to come on the show. Mr. Producer, can we make that happen, please? Would you go ahead and invite her on for me? Just book her, please. Thank you. I'm always interested in guest suggestions, so please email me if you have any, thebobtuscanshow@gmail.com. All right, we got a lot to get into. If you go to the front page of bobtuscan.com, you'll see a few of those stories. Last night I never got a chance to get into something that I wanted to cover that I think it's quite alarming, but it's nothing new. If you go to the front page of Bob Tuscan, T-U-S-K-I-N, BobTuscan.com. You'll see a couple stories. One story, second one down, reads, Ohio National Guard portrayed gun rights supporters as domestic terrorists during a drill. Questions are being raised about the Ohio National Guard after internal documents revealed that the agency conducted a training drill last year in the Second Amendment Second Amendment advocates were portrayed as domestic terrorists. We have the documents, ladies and gentlemen. We have the documents. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is a reality. Anyone out there who is a dissident, anyone out there who is somebody who either considers themselves to be a sovereign citizen or a fan of natural law or considers themselves to be pro-Second Amendment, considers themselves to be pro-liberty, anti-spying. You're all terrorists. Every single one of you. And this is not me being paranoid. This is not me being hyperbolic. This is fact. Are you a prepper? Well, then you might be a terrorist as well. And these troops, National Guard members and others, are being trained to view you and I as such. WSAZ News reported, listen to this, out of Portmouth, Ohio, early last year, that a mock disaster had been staged in order to see first responders from the Ohio National Guard's 52nd Civil Support Unit. They wanted to understand how they would react to a make-believe scenario in which school officials plotted to use chemical, biological, and radiological agents against members of the community. Ever wonder why they focus on schools? Ever wonder why? A couple reasons in my mind come up. One, these are people that we are indoctrinating to make good little slaves, good little terrorists for the future. So it's that trauma-based, fear-based indoctrination when the camps are already that way. I'm sorry, did I just call schools camps? That's what they are. Two, it's to get you and I, the parents, to get down to that level to think of our children. You know, it's all the politicians speaking out of both sides of their mouths. It's always about the children, right? Do it for the children. Well, folks, this is a calculated effort to get us in a state of fear so that, well, in the future, we don't dare not comply. This isn't the only sort of these incidents where we hear that domestic terrorist drills are portraying gun rights supporters as terrorists. There have been several others. The Portsmouth police chief, who was involved with this drill, said that it's the reality of the world we live in. Don't forget, there's such a thing as domestic terrorism. This helps us all be prepared. Of course, they were trying to push that with the See Something, Say Something campaign. Big sis, Jenna Napolitano, and now our good buddy Jay. You know that Foxworthy, Mr. Producer? Jeff Foxworthy? He might be a redneck. Well, I'm giving away my idea here. I'm going to make a video. You might be a terrorist. Do it in the same Jeff Foxworthy style. You might be a terrorist if you got a couple cans in your... No, maybe that's a bit extreme, but, you know, you get the idea. You might be a terrorist if you support the Second Amendment. You might be a terrorist if you support the Second Amendment and listen to the Bob Tuscan Show at the same time. Oy vey. What are these troops going to do? Why aren't these troops saying, hey, I'm not going along with this. I've pledged an oath to the Constitution, whether you think it's valid or not. At least ideally they've pledged an oath to the Constitution saying that they will protect and serve and defend the Second Amendment and all the other ones. The website Media Trackers published documents pertaining to that drill. And with it, they've raised concerns regarding how gun rights activists were depicted. Quote, reveal the details of a mock disaster where Second Amendment supporters with anti-government opinions were portrayed as domestic terrorists. One of those documents, ladies and gentlemen, referred to by Media Trackers, is an incident summary that appears to have been completed by the first responders who participated in last year's exercise. According to that report, the first responders who handled the mock emergency took special note of what appeared in the classroom of a school that was searched during the exercise. They're pretty out in the open about this stuff, ladies and gentlemen. There's no doubt about it. And I don't know about the red dot on the mailbox thing, but I tell you what. There are lists. There are lists. We know there's a no-fly list, which many people have been put on, and, well, there are other lists as well. I don't know if I know all of them or if I can tell you about all the lists, but there's lists. I'm on one of them or several of them. You are as well. So the question is, enough fear-mongering, Bob. What are we going to do about it? What do we take away from this? More guns? I think so. More guns. Perhaps they want us to see these documents and give in. Or maybe they've anticipated our reaction and know what to expect. Regardless, I'd like to explore some solutions in how to deal with these sorts of things, how to protect ourselves and to not become victims, whatever watch list you're on, or not on for that matter. We'll take some calls on tonight's show, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I want to talk about this video of a man arrested who died in police custody.
The Bob Justin Show.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. We'll take your calls at 800-313-9443. And before I get even more pissed off and crazy and whatnot and talk about this graphic and disturbing video of an arrest released after a man dies in police custody, let's go to the phone lines and talk to Richard in Washington. Hello, Richard. How you doing tonight, Richard? Last call for Richard. Richard. All right, we'll see if we can get him later. I was hoping I didn't have to get into this, but here we go. Well, you know what, I might skip it. It's just more police abuse, folks. The police state, and there's just event after event of this sort of nature. And I don't like it one bit. Not one bit. I mean, I don't want to talk about the specifics because it'll just get me more upset than I need to be. Huh? Let's focus on some positive stuff. Can we? Can we focus on some positive stuff? Or am I Pollyannish to ignore this nasty stuff? Oh, by the way, did you hear who the new Prime Minister of Ukraine is? Yeah, that's right, it's a central banker. A reshuffled Ukrainian parliament installed following a coup last week has voted to appoint Arseniy Yatsenyuk as the new Prime Minister of the country. Yats, as Victoria Nuland, the Assistant Secretary of State for European and Eurasian Affairs at the U.S. State Department called him, is a natural choice. He's a millionaire, former banker, who served as economy minister, foreign minister, and parliamentary speaker before Yak. We'll just call him Yats. Before Yats took office in 2010. He is a member of the Yuli Chominsko Fatherland Party prior to the revolution cooked up by the State Department and executed by ultra-nationalist street thugs. Yak was incarcerated for embezzlement and other crimes against the people of the Ukraine. Now she will be part of the installed government, same as she was after the last orchestrated coup, the Orange Revolution. Listen to this. Yak nominated as Ukrainian's new prime minister. It's not the Ukraine. It's Ukraine. I had to learn that the hard way. It's not the Ukraine. It's Ukraine, folks.
Protest representatives in Ukraine have picked a pro-EU leader to run the government. Arseniy Yatsenyuk's nomination was announced in front of Ukrainians who had gathered in Kiev's Independence Square. Protest representatives want the former economy minister to name a new cabinet to run the country until elections are held in May. The proposals need to be approved by parliament before taking effect. Yatsenyuk's nomination comes as the country heads towards a default and the nation remains divided on the turnover of events.
There you go. New boss, same as the old boss. How many times are we going to say that on this show? Wow. New boss, same as the old boss.
This is my contour.
What is that? I don't want to hear that. This is my contour. What the heck was that? Some sort of pop-up plan. All right, let's go back to the phone lines and talk to Richard, who is back with us. Hello, Richard.
How you doing? I like that new boss, same as the old boss line, because that's exactly what's happening. If we don't learn from history, we just repeat it over and over again.
Yep, it's a saying that is more true than I think many people even imagined. If you don't learn from history, it's bound to be repeated.
I'll read a little history, and you can take it where you want it. This is from the Garcia Brief. You can access this on the internet with the www.americansovereignbulletin.com. And here's the statement. With the United Nations officially bankrupt, President Franklin D. Roosevelt became King Franklin D. Roosevelt by usurping all executive, congressional, and judicial authority under bankruptcy. Our founding fathers fought a revolution against such a tyrant, King George III, and impeached and implemented three separate and distinct branches of government to prevent the king from ever ruling over America. Therefore, because this nation has been in a declared state of emergency and bankruptcy since March 9, 1933, every executive, congressional, and judicial official within the United States federal government and its expanding territories have all been functioning destitute of governmental authority, powers, and immunities. So basically, that points out exactly what you said. Now, under 1933 and the implementation of the War Powers Act, we are all enemies of, quote-unquote, the corporation of the United States of America, and they should all put us in prison. We should all be in our prison, which we are. It's an open-air prison. We now use corporate products. We buy it with corporate script, and we are totally enmeshed in the corporate system. So basically, we're slaves in the planet, the prison planet called Earth.
I gotcha.
I think it's really great. If you want to be a slave, you're a perfect slave in the system that we've now implemented.
All right, so let's talk solutions. What do we do about it? How do we take the chains off of our, chains off our wrists and the shackles off our feet?
We understand where we are. We're under the Labor Code of 1863, and there's only three statuses. You can be a combatant.
All right, so let's say we understand where we are. Then what?
Well, listen to me. We can be a combatant, a belligerent, or a free individual, a peaceful inhabitant of the land. And that's the key. We will wave the white flag. We are under peace, and we're not participating in the system. If we do that, we are independent of the whole system that is being used as the chain, the yoke upon us to make us slaves. Everybody should get out there and wave their white flag and say, I'm not participating anymore.
Okay, and how do they do that?
Just, they get a white flag and wave it.
You're saying literally get a white flag and wave it.
This is a network thing. I'm mad as hell and I ain't going to take it anymore. This is how we show that we're not going to take it anymore. We wave a white flag.
I think people are already flying white flags, and that's not doing anything.
Where do you see white flags?
Are you talking about a literal white flag, Richard?
I'm talking a big white flag that everyone carries on us to indicate that we're peaceful inhabitants of the land. And
well, I mean, we don't need, I mean, maybe that would help, but we don't need a tchotchke to represent the fact that we feel that way already. We're being vocal. There are activists out there. There are tons of radio shows, radio networks. There are plenty of people who write columns regularly, who post on their Facebook page that white flag, that symbolic white flag. And I don't think it's doing anything.
It's not doing anything because they are the slaves. They're on the media.
All right, so when we come back, Richard, I want you to think about it during the break. I want an answer. What are we going to do about it? Because you're not satisfying my question.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now. Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Back to the Bob Tuscan Show. We'll take your calls at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. All right, Richard, take another stab at it, and then I want to get to some other callers here, but what are you going to do about it? You give me some kind of a weak answer.
No, I'm going to give you a solid answer. We've got to learn from history. We've got to study history.
All right, so once we've learned from history, then what are we going to do?
Now, how you learn from history is you study the Garcia Brief at www.americansovereignbulletin.com.
And okay, when you learn I've the studied history, that now.
Okay. When you study that document, you find out that there's only three statuses under the Lieber Code. You can be a combatant, you can be a belligerent, or you can be a free and independent, peaceful inhabitant of the land.
Okay.
Then you
It's clear what we all want to be. We want to be the latter of the bunch. Okay, now tell me, how do we get there, and what do?
We all wave our white flag, and we stop participating. The founding fathers gave us...
Thanks for the call, Richard. Let's talk to Curtis in Florida now. Hello, Curtis.
Thank you for taking my call. I love your
Curtis,
show.
Curtis, I trust that you have a better answer for me than that.
Well, first of all, I have to keep working, and I'm going to keep paying taxes so I don't get arrested for tax fraud. I mean, I got to play by the rules to keep myself straight and narrow.
I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with that. We know that it's corrupt. We know that there's no law. We know that it's a big fraud. However, they're like the mafia, Curtis. They're going to come at us with the guns, and we should pick and choose our battles.
We certainly do need to pick or choose our battles. I have chosen, Bob, for my life's battle, or my life's work. I can't really answer your question of how we affect a collapse, but I will say I want to create the perfect post-collapse rebuild blueprint solution. And it's fantasy, or that'll never happen, or unrealistic. I want it to be realistic, and I want it to happen. We're just miles and miles away from it. So that's what I want to do with my life. Write this book, create a seminar with a slideshow, and really have the right answers that are sensible, common sense, inclusive, and just really great answers that actually change things radically. And I mean radically, I mean short at the root. That's all I mean by radical. Not fanatical, but short things at the root. Ethnically, government, and economically, a really great solution is systematic land designation. And I think that's my life's work. And that's my solution. I don't know how it can affect major collapse. I'm not going to do anything illegal, so I'm just going to, I hope it collapses, but I also want to keep earning money. So it's kind of ambivalent on whether I want a collapse to happen. But I think Landtopia gets the solution.
All right, so we've talked about your Landtopia before, but real briefly, before I get to another call, why don't you go over it and give us a quick overview for those that might not have heard it before.
I'll be lightning fast. It's tri-level systematic land designation. The first level is ethnic. That means Germany can't invade France, et cetera, et cetera. The middle level is government, called capitocracy. That simply means that if 50% of the people want to have no guns, then there must be shooting the barrel land. If 40% want to smoke, there's got to be smoke land. If 20% want to shoot up, then there's got to be heroin land. And then the rest of us can live in non-heroin land. The idea of government neutrality or just...
All right, we got it. So each people gets a certain land. I don't know. I've seen some flaws in that, yeah. All right, well, cool, Curtis. Thanks as always, man. Appreciate it. And I did get your email the other day, and I'm looking at that stuff you sent me. Great motivation you have, and I appreciate that. You know, I got to give him credit. At least he's thinking of something, and he's coming up with some sort of way to get us out of this. All right, let's go to Fred now. Fred, what are we going to do, man? How are we going to get out of it? We're going to kill all the Jews?
Well, no. The synagogue is Satan, Talmudic serpent, Semite, Zionist, pagan bird, New World Order, conspiracy, parasites, yeah.
Kill them all, yeah. All right.
When you look at the Wall Street bankster gangsters, what do you see? When you look at any realm, the media, who's in the ultimate power positions exclusively? Okay, ask Tex Mars. Ask those people in Florida, the magisterial Roman Catholics, who did the book.
All right, so if they're not a diabolical Zionist and they're just a diabolical Vatican guru or whatever, then we don't kill them. We only kill the Zionist Jewish ones, right?
Well, look, in this book, which you've never read,
Synagogue of Satan.
Synagogue of Satan. I dare you to read it because in there.
Send me a copy, will you?
That the state of Israel back in 1984, this is just one instance. Mm-hmm. Remember that Sri Lanka insurrection a couple summers ago, a few years ago, the Sri Lanka Tigers. And so anyhow, the benevolent chosen race government of Israel and Israel, ISIS, Ra-El, it's totally pagan. The Sabbath on the Saturday, the Saturnalia, the six-pointed star is a symbol of Satan. Anyway, they, the Israeli Mossad, was training both sides of that the Tamu Tigers and their opposition. Okay? They were training at the same time. I don't have the site memorized. It's in the book, 1984. Then we got 1985, Ari Ben-Menash, who was a special advisor to Shamir, I think it was. This guy wrote a book called Prophets of War after the Achille Laurel incident.
All right, so I'm with you, man. You don't have to convince me of the players. Now, what do we do about it besides just killing them all? Because, you know, that's it's kind of tough.
Okay, so at the grassroots level, what has to be acknowledged is that our natural, unalienable, on the land rights, whatever, creature on the soil rights, come from our Creator. They don't come from government. And if you read the Citizens Rule Book from Witten Printers, the Jury Handbook, it'll tell you that the United States is a corporation.
They all right, so yeah, money. We get all that. I'm not hearing solutions yet, man. Come on.
Okay, the solution is to stop contracting. Stop. All you need is an affidavit. You create an affidavit. Like Ralph last night said, Erie Railroad versus Tompkins, it's all commercial law, contract law, period. I've been arrested 3 times for my aggressive position on natural unalienable rights. And the only time that I failed to bring this up, because I was so beaten down...
What you're offering doesn't sound like a solution. It sounds like us getting arrested a bunch of times.
Oh, no, because twice it didn't happen. Because I had exercised the so-called legal remedy of UCC 1-308.
But how is that working to abolish the synagogue of Satan?
Well, you said... Putting aside that we kill all the demonic Jews, I'm not addressing that.
So you're telling me that by filing paperwork, if all of us filed paperwork, that would, get us off of this crooked system we're on, B, go beyond the Talmudic Zionist.
They need your consent. And
all right, so I'm with you here. All right, they need our consent. Let's say we take away our consent, Fred. We all sign an affidavit saying we no longer provide our consent, then what? They're not going to honor it. Most people aren't going to honor it. Then what do we do?
Yeah, they do. They honor it. They just, it's not publicized. They will dismiss cases. Right. I've seen cases dismissed. I've had cases dismissed. So it doesn't go on the public record. They don't want the facts nailed down on the public record. They fear that. As much as they fear people at the grassroots organizing, as Ed Vieira by Iris says in his book, The Sword and Sovereignty and Constitutional Homeland Security, it's our responsibility to protect our property and our lives and our families. It isn't the government's. It never was. Their job description tells you that. Protect and serve means protect and serve the corporate interests.
All right. Thanks for the call, man.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com strategy 1 to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
You know, I was talking about the Jeff Foxworthy Jeff Foxworthy gig about you might be a redneck. Somebody sent me a link to somebody who actually wrote out a few "you might be a terrorist." And I'll share them with you. If you believe in owning a gun, and you think it's your constitutional right, you might be a terrorist. If your gun rack contains more than one gun, well, you might be a terrorist. If you believe in cutting the deficit and forcing the government to live within its means, well, you might be a terrorist. If you pay too much in taxes already, well, you might be a terrorist. If you think that we should drill for oil in the U.S., you might be a terrorist. If you believe free speech is guaranteed under the Freedom on the freedom granted by the First Amendment, you might be a terrorist. If you believe that the American dream requires hard work and not some law that takes into consideration the color of your skin, you definitely might be a terrorist. If you think you should show some form of identification at the voting booth, you're a terrorist. If you believe that a government that forces you to take health care is an infringement, and you're right, you might be a terrorist. If you believe we should stop giving the United Nations billions of dollars a year to rule against our best interest, you might be a terrorist. I don't really like this one per se, but I could add several of them to it. But that's a pretty good rant. I get the idea. All right, let's go back to your phone calls. If you'd like to join us, 800-313-9443 is how to dial us. Troll free, 800-313-9443. And I'm sorry if I'm being a little bit short tonight. But, when I ask for solutions, some of these solutions that I've heard, they just don't suffice. And I'm looking for something tangible, something that we can really get behind and physically do and stand up and say enough is enough, and not just say enough is enough, but act on that. And I don't know that I have the answer, but heck, I'm trying to get to the bottom of it, and I'd love for your feedback on that or anything else on your mind. 800-313-9443. Hello, Al. Yeah.
Bob, this is the first time I'm calling you. I know you're pretty frustrated with all these answers that you're getting from everybody. One of my fears from listening to the whole movement here is, an armed conflict throughout the nation. Because I believe that that it's very possible for the outcome not to be that good for everyone involved. If there's anarchy afterwards. There's too many different groups out there with too many different opinions. And I've even heard of some, wanting to form their own little camp somewhere and this and that and be radical in their own way. I think the situation really calls for a Gandhi type of movement where we have the numbers to actually have a day of demonstration throughout the entire country. And this has to be set up by people like yourself that have the podium, and have the capability of broadcasting this and getting everybody together on a particular day.
Well, I don't doubt that that would be effective. I certainly don't want to see a bloody revolution because at the end of the day, the only people that will be killing each other are themselves. Did I say that right? Did that make sense?
Yeah, because...
it's divide and conquer.
They'll ultimately lose their own freedom too, while they're trying to fight.
Who are we fighting? We're going to kill ourselves, and then the only ones left are going to be the same scumbags that we're fighting against.
Exactly. So, and all these people talking about legal terms and all these little... all these ways that they have of beating the system in court and whatever, that works for one person one day in court and maybe another day it doesn't. But it doesn't change the entire system or anything.
That's exactly my concern, and I hear them, and I think on paper everything looks good, but what is the actual effect it has on the overall system? That was exactly my thought.
I don't think at all it has any effect at all. No. You might be 100% right, and you might win your day in court, but it's meaningless in the whole scheme of things. Like I said, if there was a national day of demonstrations throughout the entire country where everybody floods their state capital, D.C., city government, county government, all the government capitals or whatever, just floods them with cars and people and everything so that, you cannot move at all.
I like what they did in Iceland. They brought pots and pans into the streets, and they all took to the streets and protested with pots and pans. I thought that was kind of cool. But, Al, let me just put this on the table, and I appreciate your call. This is one of the more thoughtful calls we've had tonight. So we have every possible media outlet out there, not just alternative media, but mainstream media as well.
Mainstream media out there, but I don't think you can get them.
I know, but listen to what I'm trying to say here. Say we did, you know, this is complete hypothetical. Say we got everyone, we had the you know, you talk about my platform. My platform's nothing, man. You know, I don't reach nearly the amount of people we ought to be reaching with this kind of message. But let's say we did reach a ton of people.
Right.
Even if we did, do you know what it takes to get people on the streets? I mean, it would really, I'll tell you what it takes. It takes people being hungry. I mean, actually physically hungry. And I fear that until we get to that point, we're not going to see people with massive demonstrations. We're not going to see people. It's like the frog in the boiling pot of water thing, folks. You know, we're slowly warming up. And before we know it, before we're really starving, we're going to be completely boiled. Al, thanks for the call. I want to try to squeeze in a few more people here. Let's see. Do we have Andrea in Oklahoma?
Yes, good evening.
Hi.
As far as getting out on the streets and protesting, every time they've had Monsanto where you could hold up a sign, and we've all met down in Oklahoma, met down at the Capitol, and the numbers seem to be growing. It's just the media here in Oklahoma do not really... They don't really educate you like the computer does. Everything's perfect, and so most of the people here are totally in the dark about what's really going on anywhere with anything,
right,
which is really discouraging.
By the way, Andrea, did they put that new statue up on the Capitol?
Excuse me, the Defender?
Did they put that new statue up at the Capitol yet?
Yes. It was one of the senators. He's also an artist, and that was his grandson, so he's very proud of him. And he is.
I think we're talking about two different statues. There's the one you're talking about, and then there's the one that was proposed after that of Baphomet. Did you hear about that?
Repeat that again?
They wanted to put Baphomet, a statue of Baphomet, right next to the statue you're talking about on the Capitol.
Oh, well, there's no room up there for any other statues. He's he's about 12 feet or 15 feet high, and then that's way up there, and I there's no room to put anybody else up there.
I hear you. Well, you know, go ahead. I'm sorry to derail us. Go ahead.
I'm really hurt, this is kind of off the subject, that they're going to put Diane Spangola anywhere else but where the slot where she is. I find her totally and completely fascinating. It's been hard to stomach and handle the truth, considering my father went to World War II I hear the music.
Yep. Well, thank you, though, Andrea. I appreciate that, and we're definitely listening. We'll be back with hour number three. Kevin, hold on. I see you waiting there, and I want to take more calls on this sort of topic, try to get to the bottom of some solutions and see if we can put our heads together and come up with something. 800-313-9443.
Bob Tuscan Show. With finance.